This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire and the week-long war between Israel and Hamas militants. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats had been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalent.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports the Associated Press is now calling the fighting between Israel and Hamas an all-out war.
We're talking about a lengthy conflict. We're now over a week into the fighting. It's very heavy fighting. In some ways, it's the heaviest fighting we've ever seen between these enemies. We also see a change in the type of weapons that have been used and the types of targets. Israel is not only striking military bases and weapons and so forth. It started to go after Hamas leaders, political leaders, military leaders, assassinations.
And meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking in Denmark on the first stop of an unrelated tour of Nordic countries, said Monday the United States was ready to spring in to help if Israel and Hamas signal an interest in ending hostilities, but that the U.S. was not demanding that they do so. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.